Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
John Lopez, Cody Stutz in the loop with you live from Radio Row here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in the middle of the Mall of America. The chaos is kind of starting here. It's just Tuesday. We're having some fun thanks to our friends at Bud Light, brewed deep in the heart of Texas. If you're looking at the Low T Center webcam, you see in the Twin Peaks guest seat, number 95 in your programs, number one in your hearts, especially if you're from Canada, it's Christian Covington. What's up, man?
What's up with y'all?
We're doing good, man.
Oh, man, it's big, big week. When'd you get here?
I got here yesterday.
So you're already getting immersed into the chaos.
Oh, this chaos, this craziness, whatever you want to call it, it is here.
We'll talk all about your, how did he phrase it, bringing out the Canadian and everybody?
Yeah.
Look, for Texas guys like us, this is basically Canada. Okay? Right, I know, but it's basically Canada right now. So we'll talk about that. But I know everybody on the text line, everybody been tweeting us when we said Christian Covington is coming on. They want to know how you're feeling. Obviously, the season ended with the injury, but how you feeling these days?
I'm feeling great. I'm getting on path to being 100%. A few more weeks to go until I'm actually, 100% cleared, because I was just cleared literally last week, but they just want to monitor me with regards to my explosive work and everything like that. So, yeah, I'm on track.
JJ's been killing you guys on the social media.
He's
over there. He over there sits on his little table with his phone. Everybody else is working hard, and he's filming everybody stuff like that.
No, he's working. He's doing his work, too.
Yeah.
That boy's putting a good sweat in, but I'm not going to lie. I have to literally keep turning my head every single 30 minutes just to make sure he's not behind me recording me. And ever since I had this little hairstyle change, he's been putting me on blast.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So he's that guy all the time.
Oh, right? All the time. Oh. And he used to be that guy, and now it's even more so.
He's got more time on his hands.
Way more time.
Hey, I want to get to all the details with Vrabel and obviously Romeo and all that, but first, as a player, a young player, you got to be walking around here going, all right, one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much of that are you experiencing and trying to embrace?
Oh, I'm embracing that every single day, especially, being able to work with the Super Bowl media and events and everything that happened and took place last year with the Super Bowl being in Houston. You know, that was eye-opening. And to be here again, from a fan perspective, of watching this, it's great to be a part of. It's amazing to see. It's amazing to see all these people come together. From a player perspective, I'm hungry.
Right.
You know, I want to be a part of this. I know, to be able to, being a football player, it's not, a lot of us, you can't last in this league if you're playing for the money. At the end of the day, we're all playing for one thing and one thing only, getting that ring on our finger. So this is something that really just fires me up and fuels me and just makes me want to work that much harder.
I mean, you got to file a lot of this away.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're probably thinking, all right, now I can handle it better if I ever am on that side of Media Row.
Absolutely. And just, being on the media side and getting a much deeper respect for that side, it's weird having to interview players, who are actually right here. So, you said it right there. Like, I want to be right there.
Yeah.
Christian Covington, our guest in the Twin Peaks guest seat. Don't miss any of his stuff on Twitter at the Tangible C4. I like that. Was it always that?
I switched it last year.
Okay, yeah, switching it up and keeping the check marks a tough task. So you made it work though.
Yeah.
You got the little check mark, so you know it's Christian Covington. All right. Look, Mike Vrabel's been here. Mm-hmm. Now Mike Vrabel wears that ugly Titans color, that ugly logo. It's nice to see guys get that elevation.
Absolutely.
Get more. And I think it's probably kind of nice to see that you're going to get to see them twice a year, test your mettle against them. He knows maybe some of your tricks. You know some of his tricks. That's going to be kind of fun. At the same time, he's a good coach. Mm. Now they got a good coach over there in Tennessee. It's kind of a challenge as well.
It is. We wish him the best. We're very happy for him. And as you said, to be able to see, coaches that you're around, on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, being elevated in this league, that's something, to be able to go from linebacker coach to defensive coordinator to a head coach in a span of 3 years. That's unheard of. So kudos to him. We wish him the best, much success over there, you know, except for two games out the year.
Absolutely. So Rack is back.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be seamless, or was there a definitive difference between the two when they were running the defense?
Well, there is, there's a difference. If you've been around both coaches, you know they have different coaching styles.
Right.
You know, Coach Cornell, you know, that's my guy. You know,
and they look so similar. How are they so different?
Yeah, he's very, he's been in the NFL for a long time. He's been coaching some great defenses. He's coached great players. He's won championships. You know, he's a real deal when it comes to being, a coach in this league, and especially a defensive coordinator. So, you know, him, you know, being back at the helm is going to be, I think, seamless. But I mean, at the end of the day, too, Coach Romeo, he brings his own style of energy,
right.
And then Coach Vrabel had his own style of energy. So it's, they're both energetic. They're both fun, you know, charismatic coaches, but it's just there's a slight difference that you can see, like, when you're there in person with them.
Speaking of coaches, a guy that I think gets a ton of love around the NFL when you start talking about it and you see his name start popping up and is kind of, to me, the next Mike Vrabel on that path is Anthony Weaver, the guy that takes care of you guys on the defensive line. Tell us a little bit about Anthony Weaver, obviously a former Texan, got into coaching, and that dude's flying through the coaching ranks too, and he's been helping you guys out on the defensive line past couple years.
I'm a little selfish because, you know, he's one of the best defensive line coaches I've ever been around, and, you know, I want to have success, but I still want to be my D-line coach. So I don't – Weave, if you hear this, man, I want you to have success, but not just yet.
Yeah.
Not just yet.
Maybe get one of those rings on, and then he can leave.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, but no, he's a, you know, tremendous coach. Tremendous man, you know, just to be able to be coached by a guy like him, you know, it's truly an honor and a blessing. You know, he's truly a player's coach. He allows us to have, you know, he allows the defensive line to have their fun.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to work and comes down to, you know, hey, it's game time. You know, he has that little switch. So it's we always have fun in that defensive line room. Mm-hmm. But we have fun, you know, whipping people. So I love it.
We gotta talk about what you're doing, man. I mean, this is big, and it's all part of the process of being a professional. You know, you have get into the league, become a starter, get a Pro Bowl, Super Bowl, and then you start planning kind of post-career. You're kind of doing some post-career things right now. What's your daily marching orders with NFL Canada?
Basically, we've just been going to a bunch of media events. You know, we were at opening night last night. We hit that up. Ooh, what a show
that
was. Crazy. Player interviews, media interviews. We've just been doing that yesterday, today. We're going to continue to do that with the Eagles later on this week.
Yeah.
And really, we've just been, and obviously going to the Super Bowl experience. So we're just going to have a bunch of fun trying to bring out the Canadian, everybody that we meet. So we're going to have a blast doing it.
Is it something you have an interest in? I mean, I know post-career is a long ways away. Mm-hmm. But
It's definitely something I have taken into consideration. I'd love to stay into, you know, on the football side of things, maybe possibly the coaching side of things with football, maybe the front office type of thing. So
yeah.
That's something that's really piqued my interest. So I'd
or
love
maybe
to
replace Seth and Ted.
As far as
media broadcasting, anything like that, you know, I'd love to, you know, pursue any type of opportunity regards to that.
On the Twitter account, hashtag my super question is something that you guys are doing with NFL Canada. All right, so we talked about the media stuff, but let's talk about Christian Covington. John and I both talked about how this injury came like the worst time.
Mm-hmm.
Like it felt like everything was starting to click with you and the defensive line. What's your expectation here this offseason going in? Greenbriar's just a few months away now.
Scary.
Yeah, right? Right. Yeah. Isn't there kind of a, I want it here now, but at the same time, like, you know, I kind of enjoy this and that, but Greenbrier be right around the corner.
Absolutely.
What's 2018 hold for Christian Covington?
The sky's the limit for me. You know, I'm just been I finally started to be able to click with regards to, you know, my ability on the field and, you know, in this league. I've seen myself progress, you know, ever since my rookie year, and that's something I've just been making a goal of it ever since I've been playing. My thing was just to try to get better and better and better as each season went on, and you know, to be able to have, you know, some success that I saw for myself on the field last year. That was something that, you know, you start seeing that happen, you start gaining that confidence, you know, knowing that you can actually, you know, have success and make plays and be a tremendous, you know, asset to a team. So that's something I just want to build on. I want to build on, you know, my roles on the team. I want to be able to build on, you know, what I can bring to the organization, and I want to help this team win in any way I can.
16 games of the same starting defensive line will bring Houston what? will bring the Texans what?
A championship.
Easy as that.
Easy as that.
JJ, yourself,
we get everybody Reader. Help. We get man, having those guys back is going to be huge. I mean, and then you have to look at the offensive side of the ball. You know, we know what we have in number four. Mm-hmm. We know what we have in him. We know we already know who's going to be QB1 going into next season and these seasons after that. So we just get everybody healthy. I know everybody's been doing their due diligence with regards to their rehabbing this offseason. Everybody I know of is ahead of schedule. So, you know, we just get back on the health side of things. We get back with the right mindset going into OTAs, going into mini camp, going into training camp at the Greenbrier. You know, this is a special team, and I see that. I feel like there's a buzz going around right now that this upcoming season, the 2018 season. You know, it's a window. It's an opportunity for this Texan team, and I'm seeing it. I know everybody's seeing it, and I want to make sure I do everything in my power to take full advantage of that.
Now, you break out. You have a big year with this hairstyle. You're going to have to keep it. You ready for that?
Oh, you haven't seen nothing yet.
Yes.
Oh, I'm about to add. I might make it blue. I might make it red. I'm changing something.
There you go. There you go. Christian Covington, our guest in the Twin Peaks guest seat. At the Tangible C4, catch all the great stuff he's doing with NFL Canada. And then when the Greenbrier rolls around, when the season rolls around, catch him wearing that number 95 for the Texans as well. Thank you, Christian.
Good stuff, man. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.